Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this newest episode is called The Laws to Write on the Large Stones in the Promised Land. It's from Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 1 through 26. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing this, I'm always mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, to not add to or take away from anything written in the Bible. So I have to be extremely careful before ever contemplating doing this thing the Lord had on my heart. And I figured that if he wanted me to do this, he'd let me know what needs to be done. And what he had on my heart was that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages. Although he does show me different ways to add to the meaning, like putting more current terms. Instead of saying fiddles, within brackets I have the word flute, except for since those are minor, I don't tell you I put it in brackets. It just, because it throws off the flow of the passage. But, and sometimes it's who's speaking and who's being spoken to, because they will use he and him within the same passage many, many times. Many, many times throughout the Bible, not many, many times within the passage. Sometimes, yes, sometimes, no. The thing is, when there are times where it's referring to something that happened in the past or some background information the listener or viewer doesn't have that would help them have a better understanding of something, when the Lord has it on my heart to include something with that, sometimes I'll briefly paraphrase it and put it within brackets, or I will put related verses that give you that background information that tells about what happened in the past related to that. So you have, it has the potential for more clarity and understanding. Anyway, those, when I do it that way, I will put within a different color font, which you can't tell because you're listening to it. So if I think it's of that level of things that are added that the Lord had on my heart to help possibly aid in understanding what's being said in the passage, I will say within brackets it says, so that tips you off, since you can't see that it's a different color font. Now, all of this is only done with many, many prayers and primarily the use of the King James Version Bible. But at times, BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, the Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources are used as necessary. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put it in a table format, which doesn't affect the podcast because it just reads the same. But if you do get on the website, I hope that you find it beneficial. I sometimes condense, combine, or compress similar words, and also was on my heart to not put in repetitive text unless it adds new meaning or it's done for emphasis. So in those cases, it alters the verse numbering. So I don't tell you this is verse 5, this is verse 6, this is verse 7. I do like I did today, and I tell you that this is Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible, chapter 27, and it covers verses 1 through 26, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart from this chapter to include will be here. Also, if I get to a point where there's an asterisk, I will say, aha, there's a red asterisk. It's for telling of a future event. Sometimes I can briefly summarize it at the end of the passage what the future event is, and sometimes I can't. And when we get to portions where Jesus has spoken, his words will be in red, which you can't see. So I will say, Jesus has spoken this because it's written in red. Okay, the law is to write on the large stones in the promised land. Moses and the elders of Israel ordered the people, saying, keep all the commandments that I give you today. On the day you pass over the Jordan River into the land that the Lord your God gives you, you shall put up large stones in Mount Ebal and plaster them. Okay, this is this side. So I see this and I think, oh, here's two examples. Maybe it makes sense. So like it really said, on the day you pass over Jordan into the land, well, the transition word the makes it more smooth and more meaningful. So I put that within brackets, but I don't normally tell you. It's just my example. And they just say Jordan, but it's the Jordan River. So I put within brackets river. So you understand it's the Jordan River. And they're not significant and normally wouldn't tell you other than it seemed like a good time for an example. You shall put up large stones in Mount Ebal and plaster them. You shall write upon them the words of this law after you have passed over, so you may go into the land that the Lord your God gives to you, a land that flows with milk and honey, like the Lord God of your forefathers promised you in Mount In Mount Ebal, you shall build an altar to the Lord your God with whole uncut stones that no iron tool has been used on them. You shall offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. You shall offer peace offerings and shall eat them there and rejoice before the Lord your God. You shall write the words of this law very plainly upon the stones. Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all the people. Pay attention and listen, O Israel. You have become the people of the Lord your God this day. Therefore, you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and do his commandments and his statutes that I give you this day. The same day, Moses charged the people, saying, these tribes shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you have come over the Jordan. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. All these tribes shall stand upon Mount Ebal to proclaim a curse. Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levite shall say to all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed is the man who makes any carved or molded image, within brackets I have, false gods, an abomination to the Lord. The works of the, and I have within brackets, craftsmen who made these idols with their, because it just says work made of, no, works, I can't tell you exactly what it said, but it said works of their hands or something like that. So I think this explained it better. The works of the craftsmen who made these idols with their hands and put them in a secret place. All the people shall answer and say, amen. Cursed are those who treat his father or his mother with contempt. All the people shall say, amen. Cursed are those who remove his brother's landmark. All the people shall say, amen. Cursed are all those who make the blind to wander on the road. All the people shall say, amen. Cursed are those who pervert justice for the stranger, fatherless, and widow. All the people shall say, amen. Cursed are those who lie in intimately with their father's wife because he dishonors his father's bed. All the people shall say amen. Cursed are those who lie intimately with any type of animal. All the people shall say amen. Cursed are those who lie intimately with their sister, the daughter of their father or mother. All the people shall say amen. Cursed are those who lie intimately with their mother-in-law. All the people shall say amen. Cursed are those who strike their neighbor secretly. All the people shall say amen. Cursed are those who take a bribe to kill an innocent person. All the people shall say amen. Cursed are those who don't confirm all the words of this law and do them. All the people shall say amen. The next time I share a podcast, it will be titled The Blessings for Following the Lord God and the Curse for Not Following. It covers Deuteronomy chapter 28, 1 through 68. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.